Yesterday's bombing in Jerusalem struck at a target of great significance to Israelis, as well as to Jews and scholars around the world, the Hebrew University. It has been described as one of the few places where Israeli Jews and Arabs have coexisted civilly during the recent violence. Yaron Ezrahi has taught political science at the Hebrew University for the past 30 years, and he joins us from Jerusalem. I wonder, Yaron, whether after all of the violence of recent months, anything could have been seen as breaching further some limits, but is that how you felt after yesterday's bombing?
Well, everybody here was shocked that the Hebrew University campus was chosen as a site for this. But if you think about it, it's not that surprising because this is an assault on an institution which symbolizes openness, pluralism, and Arab-Israeli cooperation. There are more than 1,000 Arab students at the Hebrew University, and I believe that the Hamas Palestinian fundamentalist zealots sees these Arab students as an enemy because they are a voice of moderation and enlightenment, no less than the Israeli Jews who study at that university.
In the months prior to this bombing, what was the mood at Hebrew University? Was there still that sense of people studying and teaching together, or had the lines of division really struck?
Well, I have several Arab students in my class, and we see Arabs and Jewish students at the cafeterias of the university, the cafeteria which was the site of this horrified terrorist act. And we have at the university organizations which are right-wing organizations, and we have meetings and debates with students who belong to a group that refuses to serve in the occupied territories. So we had a very lively, active, open debate at the university. The Hebrew University is a symbol of moderation and a symbol of hope for coexistence in the region, and I don't believe this event is going to kill the spirit of the Hebrew University and its a very important role as a voice, forceful voice of moderation and also of criticism of the excessive use of force by both Palestinians and Israelis.
What were the reactions from Palestinian universities to the bombing yesterday?
Well, in today's newspapers, there are ads of condolences put up by Palestinian universities in Jerusalem. University of Al-Quds, whose president is Sari Nusseba, a very well-known modern voice, and also the University of Bethlehem, expressing condolences to the Hebrew University for the death. It is a courageous act on their part because they are under terrific pressure by the extremists in their own Palestinian societies. I think they send a very powerful message to us, not only solidarity between academic institutions, but it is also an expression of solidarity between moderates and people who can think ahead, unlike some of our politicians on both sides, whose range of thought and policy does not extend beyond 24 hours.
Yaron Ezrahi, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Yaron Ezrahi teaches political science at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem.